Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this hump day Wednesday. Been a good day.
Yeah. Good day.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Summer.
Nice and smooth.
Right along.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How you feel about that, Steve? You got all your summer wardrobe together and all that?
Yeah, I've already switched it out.
Good.
Yeah. The white jeans is in, the sandals is out. Y'all look good. Yeah.
Switched the closet out.
Y'all flipped it already. You made the flip. It's a very exciting time of the year for me when I get to flip. You know.
I know. Flip, you always love to do that.
Yeah, you know, flip out the closet, you know, bring in the summer stuff, put the winter stuff up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Winter,
that's
fall.
Fun.
So that's good.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was thinking today about what I could share with people. I try to be encouraging, you know. And one of the things I wanted to talk to people about today was simply this. It's no time like the present. You know, oftentimes, you know, we have ideas, we have things that we think of, that we want to follow through on, things that we want to initiate, and we just procrastinate, we put it off. But you know what, guys, you got to start taking more immediate action. All of us do. I'm talking to myself included. When I come up with an idea, I try to start the process immediately. You know, because I've learned in my journey that there is no perfect time to start anything. There is no time when I've been able to line all the ducks up in a row. There is nothing I've ever accomplished that went exactly the way I planned it. There's nothing I've ever done, anything I've ever accomplished that was smooth sailing. It just wasn't, man. It's always been fraught with hardships, setbacks, questions, uncertainty. Doubt and just raw, just difficulties. It's always that way. So I have learned when going into an idea or starting a project or trying to will something into existence that there's going to be opposition to that. So I go in realizing that the opposition is a part of the process. And oftentimes, a lot of us, we just don't complete the process because we fail the simple test. Are you willing to stick to it and hang in there to see it through? That's a basic one. Are you willing to, after you get challenged, are you willing to not quit? That's a very basic thing. It's simple. You know, quitting means just one thing. I'm gonna stop trying. I give up. I'm not sure this is going to work. I'm tired of this. Well, guess what? All those things that you just said of the reason why you could quit, you could use those very same things as a reason to keep going. I'm tired means I could almost be there. I don't feel like this. It could simply mean the tough part is over. I don't believe this can happen for me. The race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. There's a silver tint to every cloud of doubt. You've got to see your way through when you have these dark moments. But listen to me, you all. to not start pursuing the things you think about, aspire to, and hope for, where does that get you? You cannot sit in your life and just sit there, man, without making an all-out effort and assault on something. On something, man. Your dreams, your aspirations. Come on, guys. This is doable. Other people have done it before you. You're not the only person that's facing hardship and difficulties. And I got news for you. If you stop doing this, you're going to have to deal with something else. And it's going to happen again. You have to start developing the habits of success. And the first habit of success is just don't quit. That's a really simple one, y'all. Just wake up tomorrow when you're having a bad day. Just say, okay, God, if I can get to bed, let me wake up tomorrow and see what else you got. It's a simple thing to not quit, but it's so simple to quit. It's a simple thing not to quit. All you got to do is keep waking up. But it's such a simple thing to quit, to just say, I can't do this. But the benefit of saying, I can't do this is gone. The benefit of saying, let me try one more time. The benefit could be there. Come on, man. We've got to do better than this. Don't just sit in your life and exist. Sit in your life and live. Live. Get out there and get involved. There's a stanza in a poem that says, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. You know, when I learned that poem, I just decided I wasn't going to be one of the people in the stands. I was going to be one of the people in the arena. And sometimes, man, my face is covered with blood, sweat, dust, and tears. But I get credit for being in the arena. You get none for talking about me in blogs. You get no reward. You get no benefit. But while they talking about you on them blogs, remember this. They're talking about you because you're doing something. If you wasn't doing nothing, they wouldn't talk about you. So every time I find them talking about me, that lets me know I'm doing something. And I'm going to stay in the arena. And one day you're going to look up. The haters, the naysayers, and all your enemies. And God will prepare a table for you in the presence of them all. That's the scripture too. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all get busy. Don't quit, okay? Y'all have a great day. See you tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.